Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, this is hot. Oh, ooh, God. Very hot.
My nipples are so piping. Puffy. It's not cold.
Piping hot. Welcome back for yet another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of
hot goss.
This, of course, is our
bubbles with it?
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some
hot goss.
Oh my gosh, it's so weird to be doing this in person. Even doing the script, like reading the words where we say the words at the same time, I've gotten so used to the half a second delay of Zoom.
I've worked with you for years. There's been like a 5 second delay that you may not be aware of, but it's
five.
So for me, season five.
You're being generous.
You wait your turn, season six.
Yes, I'm waiting.
So, okay, you may notice that it's a little different today.
We're al fresco. You slap a $250 charge on all these tables out here, boom, you have a booming patio business.
We are poolside in Palm Springs because we wanted to do a very special Race Chaser Hot Goss Palm Springs edition.
Live-ish.
It's not live.
No, not. We are, thank God. We got COVID tests. Mine's negative.
Uh-huh, same.
Mm-hmm.
Happily
She's
tested.
Always been negative.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't know if you were including
We're going
to
introduce
yeah. Okay,
you.
Yeah. See, okay, good.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Don't you know how to podcast?
No.
Stupid.
We are not alone today. We have a very, very special poolside guest straight from Palm Springs.
The good part.
The legendary.
The expensive part. Bianca
Del Rio.
That was a beautiful introduction. Why, thank you.
The incomparable.
You know what I love is when people go, our very special guest, I'm so excited. Are you really?
Yeah.
Do people ever get it? Like, you have to say that. It's like customary to go, our next guest, she's so amazing. It's not true, though. You don't feel that way.
Do you want to hear all the words and names we called you when I thought you were going to be not come today?
What?
I said, Bing Crosby ass Palm Springs lazy faggot.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Fitting.
I said, shady no call, no show faggot.
Right.
You
really thought this through, didn't you?
Oh, I was like,
you were ready.
She doesn't cry.
How difficult. I just had to get a car over here. Yeah, it's all right. We're good.
I wanted you in your golf cart. You
no,
fully
I know.
Embrace the lifestyle.
You know, Jamie's out of town. Well, the reason why I got one is because in the garage, there's a golf cart garage, a separate little area
by
for
the bidet
it.
And the cutting table.
Yeah, it's right next to it. And so it's kind of one of those things where I thought, well, I got to get one just for the fuck of it. And then you just ride around the neighborhood. I get coffee, I wave to people, disturb them. Yeah, it's fun.
You kill people in it, too. It's only manslaughter, not homicide.
Shut up, bitch. Don't worry. They can't find me. No license plate on a golf cart.
How's Jamie going to bury his own body? That's
Ain't
what I
that the
know.
Truth? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of ass to bury.
Face down.
You'll help me dig a hole.
Yeah. I'm already in one.
I know.
Have you been on Twitter today? I
have. Oh, I haven't. No, wait. What happened? What'd you do?
Oof, everything.
You're in trouble now?
I said hi to my friends.
Oh, I forgot. We have the soundboard.
Do.
Dispute.
Updo.
Dispute.
Bird. Mayhem stumble. Oh, this is
the Squish Rappers. This is that.
Did you watch All Stars?
No, I did not watch All Stars. Can you tell me about it?
Mayhem forgot the lyrics to her own song.
Oh.
And she just kept filling it with syllables, so at least she tried to pump through it.
Yeah, she
which
got
is
through
good.
It.
She filled every
That's
syllable.
Yeah.
And who knew she could speak Dothraki?
Well, who knew she had a song? I didn't know either.
Queen!
I did. You know what I did, though? I was watching recently, someone sent me Kennedy's music video with the church and the singing and the street and the homeless man. That is, I mean, that is an epic video for all the amazing reasons. I didn't expect a story. I didn't expect the travel from here to here. Mm-hmm. It was quite lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I just got a piece of drag history. I purchased Kennedy Davenport's When the John Doesn't Like the Session crystallized Hooker Phoenix bodysuit with headpiece.
Where do you purchase such items?
Where do you get one of those?
I'm just curious. It's a very specific costume.
I sent her a brick of ones.
So she was selling it.
Well, a lot of us sell stuff on eBay because we're poor.
No.
And Detox does it. I do it. But then these kids, they like to play. Ooh, I won, but I'm not going to pay. I'm going to just
So that's shady.
So that happened to her. It happened to Detox on like four of her Mugler's.
No.
It happened to me on some stuff. So I was like, Kennedy, I don't want. And I already was bidding on it on eBay and I lost the auction.
I'll just send you the money. Yeah.
So I sent it to her and I was like, this should not go into the hands of someone who won't appreciate it because.
Right. Because we know you'll sit in a room in a dark room and sniff it.
Oh, yeah. I'll just rip off
fucking
for sure.
Freak.
But I think that Susie Wong wants to open a drag museum in Palm Springs, too. So
yeah, that's brilliant. No, I had talked about wanting to do that myself. Like, just thinking, like, just because there is no drag history. There is no, I mean, beyond Drag Race. I mean, there's no, like, for people from the beginning. You know, Coco Peru, take one of those ugly dresses away from her. Wouldn't that be nice? Just to have that on display and say, don't ever wear this. She's not listening, but she's a cunt. Yeah.
By the way, here's your drink tickets for tonight.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, my gosh. So let's get it out of the way. Have we all been tested and what's our vibe? And we're outdoors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're maintaining our distance. And when we're not in drag and on camera, we are wearing our masks. So let's just get that out front.
Well, Willem insisted on me wearing a mask, not for safety, just because I'm ugly.
Thanks a lot.
I don't want to hear you.
No tops unmasked in the yard. Like my mask tops.
I have a question for you. Have you ever listened to our podcast?
I have not listened to your podcast.
Are you a podcast person?
I'm not a podcast. I don't want to hear people talk.
Me
shockingly,
too.
I'm not a podcast person. And everybody looks at me like I'm crazy because they're like, did you hear? Did you know? I mean, I get tidbits whenever, like on Twitter, there'll be a clip of something or on Facebook. But I'm really bad with, I don't want to hear people talk.
Unless I could talk back to them.
It's like books on tape and shit like that. Like, I don't get that either. It's like, I don't want to Kindle. I don't want to hear it. I'd rather buy the fucking book, look at it when I want to look at it, read it when I want to read it. Yeah.
You got a whole library, though, too.
I do. But I mean, that's what I mean. I prefer a substantial thing. So, no, I'd rather talk to y'all, but I don't, you know, majority of this would probably get cut out anyway.
No.
What we really say.
No, they need it.
Oh, good.
Y'all are bored, right? Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
How has this whole, like, the world has changed so much.
Yeah.
The quarantine, the COVIDina, Funky Cole COVIDina.
Funky Cole COVIDina. I remember that song. No, it's wild. I mean, like, I didn't expect, I was supposed to take a couple weeks off to find a house out here, which Willem knew because I was scheduling to work it out for a month and get my tonsils out. And then this all fucking happened. So I had about 8 to 10 weeks that I was supposed to take off in general. Mm-hmm. And then this all went down and I was like, fuck, thank God I got into the house and I didn't have to get my tonsils out because it was an elective surgery. So I basically been drinking and every faggot in a 20-mile radius has stopped by to say hello. So that's really kind of what it's been.
Your house is big enough that we can all be 6 feet away too and still play with your dogs.
Yeah, well, you know, Jackie Beat came by and she's like, 6 feet away. I'm like, do we have an option with her fat fucking ass?
Oh,
I mean, aren't you already 6 feet away from us?
There's an orbit.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's not the gum. I wish she would do something about that breath.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't get it to be asked on her Wednesday best friend Instagram lives, do I?
Oh, she'll call you next.
I figure I'm
she's
like
got a couple of low weeks. She's
list.
Got Coco and somebody else. Then she'll complain. She needs a pickup. Yeah.
If she calls Heclina before me. Oh,
no. No one calls Heclina.
No, she did.
She did.
Because they got that whole beef.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, about Golden Girls.
Oh. Somebody told me a great story about her. Somebody told me that Varla Jean Merman and Jackie Beat, way back in the day, were working at this club, and they were all on this all-meat diet. So they told this guy, yeah, if you run into the store, do me a favor, can you get me a pound and a half of roast beef? And then Jackie goes, yeah, that sounds good. Get me that, too. And he came back, and before he even left, they yelled out the window, make sure you get the packets of mustard! And then they came back, and he brought them the meat and the mustard.
Oh, wow.
Random trivia. Yeah, I know. There you go. They were healthy at one point.
I remember I went to a
I don't
few
know
of Jackie's.
A pound of fucking roast beef is
but
healthy.
Hey, that's the diet. Come on.
A sandwich of a beef.
No sandwich, just the meat. Just the meat in a mustard packet.
Oh God. That I don't know. I don't know about all that. Hurricane Bianca, cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, because you're in it, yeah.
Thank
I know.
You so much. Is now available on Hulu.
That is correct. It moved over to Hulu, which is great. So it's available now.
Where
and we missed
before?
You for the second
one.
What?
Where was it before?
I don't know. Blockbuster. Yes, it was. No, it was on Netflix. I don't know the specifics because
second one. I wanted to do the second one, but I was on tour with two hussies.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gallivanting around the nation.
Yeah, I've heard Beyonce say the same thing. Yeah, it happens when you're in a group. But we wanted you for the second one, so we've got you in the third one. So we got to make it happen. And Alaska made her guest appearance in the second one.
Uh huh.
So famous.
It's so fucking funny, though.
All the bookings. I booked it. I read for it.
Three, is that in space or underwater?
Both. We're hitting all the areas.
We can use my bubble.
We can work it out. I've heard your bubble's been used.
My bubble's been popped. The bubble burst. Bubble burst ballet. What's your favorite thing about living in Palm Springs?
The weather's consistent. You know, when you travel, it's nice just to come home to the same weather, you know, but I haven't gone anywhere. But I do like the sunshine. It forces you to get up and function and go out and die of heat and then go back inside. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's fucking hot out here. It's I'm used to New York, New Orleans, where there's some humidity. But this is just fucking hot.
It's like an oven.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
When's the last time you got into drag?
Maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
In quarantine?
Yeah. I did Bob and Mem's podcast, Bob and Monet's podcast, and they filmed it. So yeah.
Do you remember the last movie you saw in a theater?
The Joker.
Oh.
I was on the road and we had a night off and I saw it. That's the last thing I saw. What was the last thing you saw?
The Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss.
But you're a movie person though. You go to the movies all the time, right?
When I'm out of town, it's like either movies, gym, or like dick. Like when I'm like on a gig, one of the three. And movies are just like easy ways to pay to take a nap somewhere cold.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
I like them.
Yeah,
what
you like
about
those?
You? What's the last movie you saw? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I do know that since quarantine started, we miss going to the movies.
Yeah.
So we just looked at like what current movies are out, turned the lights off, made popcorn, and pretended it was the movie.
Oh.
And so we saw The High Note, starring
Tracy Ellis Ross. Yeah.
Tracy Ellis Ross. Yeah, which is a movie I would otherwise never see, but if it was in the theater, I probably would have.
I see. So you made your little at-home theater.
Yeah. Oh, so it was good, too. I liked it.
I like her fashions in it.
Yeah.
I thought they were really good.
Have you been... I'm curious to know your take on the digital drag shows that have been happening. I'm sure you have a tight five about this.
I'm fucking cackling at this shit. First and foremost, what kills me is just that I didn't realize how bad people were until I have to watch them on video. Like, there's a big difference. You know, there's something to be said about being in a bar, being wasted.
Look at your drink.
Yeah, have your phone accessible, talking to other people. But when you're looking at these bitches at home, you're like, girl, and that's your living room. My favorite is to look right beyond the bedspread that's taped to the wall just to see what behind it, or the cat that crosses, or the one corner they didn't clean. I love all that. I'm one of those people that I want to walk down the street and like knock on people's door and say, let me look at your house. I'm very nosy when it comes to that. So this kind of gives me a sneak peek of their mind and what they feel is so important, because in the middle of a pandemic, I really feel the need to watch someone lip sync. I'm sorry. It just takes me to a place of beauty and grace, and that's what I really want to pay to see. Fuck no. Come on.
Yeah, it's rough. I saw someone using a fitted sheet around the line. They used the fitted.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to, because a lot of people aren't going to be getting their security deposit back
after
this quarantine.
Not at all.
Tap shit to the wall.
Tape don't hold.
No.
But I find it fascinating. I say kudos for the determination. Yeah, they're out there being inventive. And I've seen some people, you know, that have invested. They got the good Amazon curtain. They got the stands. They got the lighting.
Ganja's doing it big.
That's amazing. Yeah. Work it out. I mean, I have no desire.
I mean, you got money.
Not even having money. No, bitch. It's
some of the girls are doing it to live.
No, I get it. And I think that's wonderful. I just, in my mind, I'm like saying, I can't put forth the effort. Me and that, I look horrible in good lighting. So how am I going to work at home lighting?
Turn it off.
There you go. That's what my uncle said.
You're not even going to turn it on. So you already started. There you go.
That's what my uncle said.
Yeah.
Keep it dark.
We're going to take a break, but before we do, I want to mention our next digital drag event that's happening.
Tell us. Oh, yeah, we're doing one.
It's our special live stream event happening on August 22nd at 6 p.m., and this is
Name That Tune!
Plus assorted trivia.
Oh, it's a game.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to a game.
Yeah, we raised 20 grand for this trans housing organization in New York last month for girls fresh out of Rikers. And then we're doing it this month for... a trans scholar, like a grant program. They do mini grants to people that need people that need their rent paid or they need surgery or you know, gas.
So you're doing this as a game so people can play the game.
Yeah.
Oh, well then I'll play the game. How do I play the game? Do I play with
you? You have to be asked.
Oh.
Well, she's on camera.
We would love to have you.
Well, let's fucking do it. I'll play the game. I like trivia.
We got me, Alaska. Yeah. Now Bianca.
Who's the team?
We told you the names would be big.
What's the teams?
Blue team, pink team.
Okay, and who's on what team?
Don't tell, but what team do you want to be? Blue team or pink team?
Oh, fuck off. Don't do this to me, because if I'm going to get stuck.
I mean.
I'll do pink.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Damn. Yeah, she was wink.
I get Bob then.
Blue is your color.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'll do pink. I'll do pink team. All right.
Have fun, y'all.
Let's do it. Trivia. Got it.
Well, that's amazing. We're going to
This will be a first for you. You're going to lose.
I'm ready. Let's do it, bitch. Wait, is it specific trivia or just random trivia?
We have.
Name that tune. So it's all music.
Oh, we got that.
There's categories like 90s songs.
Got it, bitch. I'm old.
Songs.
Fuck you. I'm old. You don't think I know.
Drag songs. Got you don't know those drag songs.
You don't fucking know what I know.
Well, I know you don't listen to Gia Gunn's catalog.
Who does?
She's got a great song called Stun, actually.
We can listen. I do not want to bring up my COVID doctor and philanthropist and activist
and
model and
Gia
senator
Gunn.
Of society.
Senator Gia Gunn.
Please.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You know she's the floor whip, right? Where's the ponytail?
Oh, before we go to break, we have an amazing Rainbow Spotlight song. It's called Forever Tonight by Kalichi. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is Forever Tonight by Kalichi. He's cute and he can sing.
Good.
And I know where you live.
Oh.
I've never been good at goodbyes. So I'll stay here as long as I can. Holding you close tonight. While you're holding my heart in your hand.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
We'll be right back.
are back, and we're so excited you're here.
I'm excited to be here.
We have to say that.
I know.
We're so excited.
Bianca Del Rio is here with us. Whenever a tweet starts, so excited to announce my partnership. You know they're not excited.
It's all bullshit.
Secret projects coming soon, guys. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
That fucking sets me off. Does it not make you fucking crazy?
It's like, what is
this?
It's like,
okay, I'm having sex. I'm going to come. Okay, good. I hope you do. I hope you do fully succeed with whatever you're doing. But why is it? Big announcement tomorrow. You're not that important. It doesn't matter.
We have a very exciting segment.
Tell me, how exciting is it?
This is a segment that we call Let's Get Political. Political. I want to get political.
Lost the beat.
Let me see your policy. Wow.
Wow.
Crushed it.
Is it important to let you know right now that I'm a Trump supporter?
Oh, I'm kidding. Only the casinos, the slots are loose.
Wait, you know what's funny? Somebody actually thought, because I posted a horrible picture of him. And you know how it is on Twitter. There's no such thing as context.
None.
So I post this horrible picture and I go, oh my God, he's so sexy. Now, first of all, have you ever heard me say that about anyone? No. Much less do I, like, I mean, maybe because my type is Lady Bunny, that you go, all right, maybe you could see some similarities here. But I post that and people are like, oh my God, you're a Trump supporter. This is horrible. Like, how dare you? Like, what?
Idiot.
Anyway, yeah.
There's a drag queen named Lady MAGA who's a Trump supporter.
And oh, really?
She used to do children's parties as like a princess storytime girl.
Okay, can we talk about this whole children's storytime bullshit, which I don't understand. First of
all, they wouldn't let me do it.
Well, of course. First of all, drag queens don't belong around children. Back in my day, you had a bag of candy and a white van with no windows. That's how you met the kids. You don't fuck around with this. Let's read a story. It makes me fucking crazy. Especially drag queens that talk like babies. Let me tell you this. Because you can't find a captive audience. You got to cater to a six-year-old.
What about if your partner has a baby like Nicole Page Brooks?
Well, you could read to your child, but we don't need to see videos of it or go into the library.
How dare we know that. No, she
anyway,
can.
Back to it. So anyway, we're talking politics. Yeah.
There's some very exciting political news. I'm so glad this news broke on a Tuesday so we could cover it for this episode. Joe Biden announced his running mate, and it is Kamala Harris. Wait, where's the button? There it is.
Salute. Maya Rudolph's going to have a job for the next 4 years.
That's good. That's good.
Definitely.
Maybe eight, because what if she runs, after Biden?
Yeah.
I think it's a really good choice, and I'm glad to see this happen, that it was her.
I'm just glad to hear sentences. I'm glad to hear a full sentence and shit that makes sense. Yeah. You know, it's fascinating when you watch, you know, who is that when you listen to it, just repeats, like, even if he's reading something and it says 6,000 cases of this has happened. Well, that's too fast. If 6,000, blah, 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 blah. And then he just repeats it 3 and 4 times, looks up, repeats it again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a bad actor who doesn't know his lines. When we both work with Shangela, you know. But it's that kind of a thing where it makes no sense. But I'm just happy to hear full fucking sentences and actually somebody that's mildly attractive. You know, I go, all right, yeah. Joe Biden, you know, I'm like, all right, let's
do it. Joe, for sure.
Of course you would.
I think that the debates are going to be really amazing. Pence versus Kamala.
Oh, girl, please.
And like, is Trump even going to debate?
Well, first of all, is mother going to let him be in a room with another woman? I mean, that's fucking freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, you call your wife mother. Talk about a fucking complex.
He does?
I mean, I called my boyfriend uncle, but that was just because it's flirty.
Yeah.
But he calls his wife mother. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's like that old-timey thing of like, oh, mother.
mother, birdcage. Oh, mother.
Yes. Oh, mother, you know we live above a nightclub. I always thought that was someone's television.
I don't know where we are until I hear them pronounce my name.
Y'all are
Miami,
so British.
It's a vulgar Pullman.
This is a really big moment because she's the first Asian woman and the first black woman to be nominated on a major ticket as the vice president. Yes, she's Indian and Jamaican.
Jamaican, yeah.
The point is, we have to vote, and I don't know. There are things about Kamala that people take objection to with her track record.
Sure.
And the same thing with Joe Biden. However, at this point, an empty suit hanging on a hanger would do less damage than the current person in the White House.
From Klein Epstein Parker. We'd love to introduce you to our new sponsor.
Yeah. So it's important to vote, and you can go to vote411.com and you can find out how to register. What?
There's an orc?
Orca whale. There's an orca whale in the pool.
Vote.orca. So vote. You stick your vote in the orca's blowhole, and then it'll swim to DC.
Free your willy. Yeah.
Vote411.org.
Yeah.
And you can find out how to register, how to get your mail in ballot going if your state has that option.
Go ahead.
Vote early. You can drop off your ballot.
Is Follow Friday part of Let's Get Political?
It is. It's a political follow.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is that?
Well, Follow Friday is this thing that we do that's on the outline.
We've never done it before, to my knowledge.
We basically tell people to follow someone.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Adam Eli is a writer and community organizer in New York City. Okay. And he posted a tweet last week with a photo, and it's been amplifying what's been going on in Poland through IG posts. Right now, from Adam, it says, a dark day in Poland made brighter by these Polish members of parliament as the openly racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic Andrzej Duda is sworn in for a second term as president. Mm. Oh, this is where all those Polish lawmaker women did the rainbow outfit.
Yeah.
I just love when you can be shady without even saying a word.
Did you see the way the moms were in, I think it was in, was it in Seattle? Or the moms that were all out there, and then they got in front of the line in front of everyone that was black that was protesting to protect them from getting, it was pretty amazing that you go, moms don't play. I mean, my mother beat me with a shoe. I mean, I'm kidding. I don't know who my mother is. But it's that kind of a thing where moms you don't fuck with, so it's good. No.
I got beat with a shoe, a hairbrush, and God forbid if whatever they were beating me with broke, then I would get it harder with whatever object d'art they could pull off the wall next.
Bitch.
A phone.
So fucking
I remember getting beat with a yellow phone because it was the closest thing to my mom's hand.
You should have used that story on Drag Race. You might have gone further.
There is a huge fight right now for queer rights and women's rights in Poland. So, So this says, recently a member of the group Stop the Bullshit, also known as Stop BZDUROM, was arrested and there were protests and sit-ins. Police are using force against the protesters. Sound familiar?
Yep.
It's force. It's not quite like in the U.S., but it's still force. And so Adam Eli, at Adam Eli on Instagram, says the following.
Do you
want to read it?
He has a whole video of the police removing the protesters. He said, okay, so Margot is a member of the group Stop Bullshit in Polish, fighting for queer and women's rights in Poland. She was recently in prison for hanging rainbow flags on various Warsaw monuments and have been put in pretrial detention, usually reserved for serious criminals. We tried to stop her arrest, but police kept escalating things and kept arresting more people. Mm-hmm. And after we refused to leave them, they decided to use force. At first, we gathered as police arrived without proper paperwork. Police followed us and took her. So we surrounded the car. We chanted, demanding she be released. At one point, they started dragging people away from beating them to make place for the car to leave. So far, I saw no violence on the protester side. Then a wall of policemen started coming our way, threatening to use force. So this is happening all over the world. This is not just America. In Poland.
I'm curious, though, is considering putting a flag or putting a flag on a monument, is that considered a crime? I mean, is that vandalism?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
I mean, I'm curious if that's what they're considering. I mean, is that what they're arresting her for? Or is just because she's a target? Is that what it is?
I've never done a gig in Warsaw. I've never done.
Probably won't.
Warsaw, G-A-Y.
No, not because it's too political. It's because people don't like you. But yeah, we understand.
Bitch. Let me tell you how many countries I was the first one in.
Please tell
21.
Me. 21. All right.
We counted because I needed to feel good about myself.
Good. I'm glad you 21. Felt good about yourself.
Well, there's a lot of fights for important causes going on everywhere in the world, and I think Stop Bullshit is a really is a great name for a cause.
Hello.
Because, I think that's what needs to happen pretty much around the world. So we can follow what's going on. You can go to firefund.net/stopbzduro, which is BZDURO.
And we'll also put it on our Instagram because that's easier than like trying to fucking sound it out.
Yes.
But you know what I find? It's fascinating that you have to fight for gay rights and you have to fight for women's rights. Mm-hmm. That I say, you know what? I have to pay full taxes. So I should only pay what I get out of the country. Wouldn't that be nice? Since I'm not considered a full citizen and right. I don't have any children or any of that, then I should only pay half the money because I'm only considered yeah. a minute individual in the spectrum. So then just pay that amount in taxes. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Wouldn't yeah. that be fucking pleasant? Then everybody would be gay, wouldn't they?
That's uh-huh.
Think about it. It's true, though. It's crazy. It's like you're paying all this money and, you know, to live a life in this free country, my ass, but you don't even get to experience half the stuff that everyone else gets. And you've got to fight yeah. for it. But yeah. they take all your money. That's a fucked up system.
Like, I may not have kids, yet I'm paying for schooling. And some of those students later may grow up to be prostitutes that I encounter.
Sure.
Or something.
But you're helping the kids. You're yeah. helping the kids. Yeah. It's, you're making a full circle moment.
Once they're older.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I need to give them toasters and blenders to steal and stuff.
Yeah. Agreed.
You leave the good stuff out.
Agreed. Yeah.
This is the break symbol that Dipper is giving us. So we're going to go ahead and take a break now.
Thank you.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important mm-hmm. for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. On shoes because I can still see my feet, blind bitch.
Whoa. That was during break. I was just telling her she's a troll.
Yeah.
Sliding Doors, starring Gwyneth Paltrow. This is
oh, drag king name Brad Faltuck.
What?
Brilliant.
Instead of Brad Faltuck, never mind.
We have an update.
Talk to
okay,
me.
On ongoing saga.
Update.
So oh yeah, before we do that, this is our third segment we call
Spelunking, unking.
Deep inside the DMs.
Oh wow, there's a lot of titties in this.
That's great.
We really appreciate everyone sending in their messages, and we have an update on a story.
Well, we did.
Wait, do you want to explain what this so what yes. people send in stuff to you?
Yeah, they send in stuff like we know what we're talking about, and then we try to help them sometimes.
Oh, you're helping people.
Sometimes we make fun of them.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
they send in nude pictures a lot. So we feel at least, I feel at
aroused.
Least like, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Makes it more fun.
Great.
But this guy wrote in that he had seen his therapist's dick on Grindr.
Okay.
His therapist was not aware that, he was talking to a patient of his on Grindr.
No.
And he was wondering, should he make his therapist aware? I was saying, I needed to know about the therapist's dick more. So
this is a update from Mark, who was the person who was talking with his therapist on Grindr and then just doesn't know what to do.
Well, let's ask a question. Is it Mark with a K or Mark with a C?
With a K.
Ugh. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Mark says, I'm so grateful someone wrote in on my predicament regarding my therapist.
Oh, okay.
I had a session earlier this week. I explained to him that I think that I need to find another point of view and that I'm going to look for another therapist. Okay. I tried to tell him about the whole Grindr thing, but I didn't have enough courage. After hearing the response from the therapist who wrote in on the last episode of Hot Goss, I decided to email my now former therapist and explain the situation. I sent it on an old email address, and I really can't bear to see his response. I've also blocked him from Grindr and am thinking about deleting the app altogether. I'm glad to have this behind me, but it sucks because I was really into him, but I would never want to ruin anyone's career like that. I'm now enrolled in BetterHelp. I'm getting connected with a lovely Jewish therapist, and I can't wait to get started. Thank you all for your entertainment and actual helpful advice. Be well.
Aww. So my advice was he should wear a mask and get the dick.
So wait, so he had the therapist, and he then meets a guy on Grindr, who then he knew immediately that it was his therapist?
No, they exchanged dick pics.
Okay.
And then the therapist.
Any face pics.
Then the
dicks.
Therapist sent the face pic.
Okay.
And then he like stopped responding. Like he was like, oh fuck, that's my therapist. So he like stopped talking to him and didn't know what to do because the therapist can like lose their practice.
He can?
Over that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And like,
see, I would just
never work again.
That's crazy pain. How? Because that's kind of like a personal connection. It's, and if you, I mean, as a gay person, wouldn't you want a gay therapist? They understand your business. But then you're fucked, literally. Where is this happening?
Grindr?
No, I meant like what city?
I don't know.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Oh, a small town. Okay, well, that's a little. I'm like, if it's Los Angeles, girl, please. I'm at the bar drinking with my veterinarian. I don't give a shit. Seriously, I'm constantly doing cat litter. What?
Oh, you can get K, huh?
No, I don't. Oh, can you imagine me on a tranquilizer?
Oh my God.
I've imagined you on tranquilizers,
you know
but I've never seen you on tranquilizers.
Okay. So he's got his life together now, right? He's seeing a Jewish therapist.
Yeah, enrolled in BetterHelp. BetterHelp is one of our sponsors.
Oh, great.
And he probably used code DRAG and got some percentage off. And
what is BetterHelp?
It's an online therapy thing.
Great.
So, like, because a lot of people right now
don't
want to leave.
Hello. Yeah. It's wild. All right, so I've got one from Rayon.
All right,
and Rayon. As Willem said, I love Rayon because it's a cheap fabric. It says, hey, ladies. He's apparently never seen you. Hey, ladies, are there any major differences in how people slash fans treat you in other countries compared to the U.S.? What are your favorite cities you've performed in, and where do you want to go first when we can travel? Love you, Rayon. So, Willem, I ask you.
Yes.
Tell me, what are the major differences between people fans in the U.S. and in other countries?
The worst I was
the
ever.
Worst.
The worst.
I'm starting with a compliment, but all right. Oh. Yeah.
The compliments, I'd say.
Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everywhere I like, I'm good.
21 countries you've been to. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
21 countries that I was the first drag race.
Oh, of course.
In.
Okay. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. Go ahead. Say
but
it again.
I liked Brazil. They were really feverish and ripped my nails off and. Some bracelets. Brazil was
wow. So they like cheap stuff there.
And it was flooded. Shut up.
All right.
But the worst
Brazil's
I've
a third
ever
world country. Apparently, they're happy to get cheap stuff.
The worst I've ever been treated was in Australia when.
That's a lie. You've been in a dressing room with me.
No,
don't even.
You always fix my hair when I'm in a dressing room with you.
On your back. Yeah, the hair on your back. I always fix.
We were in Australia, and a fan came up to us in.
How
airport.
Do you know I was a fan?
They were a fan because they knew Courtney.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were so excited to see Courtney. And then they looked at us and said, are y'all friends of Courtney's?
No.
We were gutted.
That's genius.
Gutted.
That always happens.
I paid him to do that.
Gutted. Yeah.
I think that audiences are different regions that you go to.
Of course.
In the UK, everyone is very polite. Like, like doing Drag World UK or like one of the conventions over there, everyone is super like they wait in line and they keep their hands to themselves and they speak softly and calmly. In Asia, I feel like in the audience, there's less of like screaming and like
they're very quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very like we're enjoying the show. We're just sitting and
completely
watching and enjoying.
Respectable audience. Yeah. Which is something that we're not used to. Yeah.
Right.
I totally understand. Yeah.
And then, you know, in America, I feel like people get like really drunk here, which is a part of our heritage.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I do a meet and greet before the show, because when you're doing it after the show, you know, you've already done the show, you're sweaty, you're over it. And then there's all these people that are drunk that want to tell you their life story. Where before the show, they're a little kind of nervous and still scared of me. So it's great. And then we get a good picture and I look somewhat decent. And then we can move on to the show. And it also gives me a great opportunity. I don't know. Do you do it before the show or after?
If I can do it after, I prefer it because then I can get high.
But you know why I do it before the show is because usually that's the first 10 to 12 rows of the audience. So then I can figure out who's the fun one, who's the drunk one, who's the hooker, who's the... Yeah, and it helps out with
profiling.
The setup later, because even if the rest of the room hates you, you have those 12 people that are on your side because they've met you. So yeah.
I usually try to do a lap first and like figure out what songs I'm doing by like how many lesbians there are.
Always.
And, like,
Yeah, you got to do your research.
Yeah, totally. It makes for a better performer. What's the worst spot that you've ever been treated?
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio's rough. Yeah, it was rough, and I always mention it, and I don't care, because remember the club that was across the street from the funeral home hotel?
Yeah.
That I stayed at, and so we stayed there, and I did it twice, and then I thought, it's going to be better when I finally get to go do a show there. It's never worked out for me. And that city, and also Pittsburgh has always been problematic. It's always a shitty venue. Not, you're from there. But it's always a shitty venue, because, you know, there's a weird... What? Don't act shocked. I'm looking at your hair. I know.
That basement where your hair wouldn't fit. Kativo, right now, your hair wouldn't fit in the basement.
No, I'm saying that. Pittsburgh has been troubles. It's been problematic with the venues, to finding the right size venue. If you find a venue that's either 1,000 seats or in the 2,000 seats, it's a big drop-off. And sometimes it's a concert venue, which is very difficult when you're doing stand-up because they put chairs in, the stage is too high, and there's a huge disconnect, and you see the bar, or you see the people going to the bathroom. So they don't really have a theater that's the right size to do a show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And we also were stuck once at this library that was out of town. Do you know where that is? It was this random venue that used to be a former library on a college campus. And I had to do a show there because they're like, it's the best venue. But then it's like 20 minutes out of Pittsburgh. Nobody wanted to go. So it was this weird, or maybe it was just me. But it was this awkward thing where Pittsburgh's never worked out well for me. But Akron, Ohio's been iffy.
Someplace just closed in Pittsburgh too, right?
Girl, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly, but places are getting hit really, really bad.
Yeah.
Just in general. Should we read the one from the Tyson, message from Tyson?
I like Tyson. Tyson Chicken Tenders.
Okay.
Dear Alaska, Wilhelmina, and Big Daddy Dipper, and BDR, firstly, let me just say I'm beyond grateful for your artistry and weekly content. I work very long overnight shifts, and your podcast is the only thing that makes time go by. Currently listening to your coverage of season 3 for like the 5th time, and it'll never get old. Let me get to the point, though. I'm in need of some coming out advice. For context, I'm 23. I haven't even considered coming out to my family because I feel as if they're all aware and it would just be unnecessary. But lately, I've been wondering if I should have a conversation with them. They used to buy me Britney Spears dolls as a child. They come to drag shows with me. They know I regularly attend gay clubs, drag shows, and Pride.
She
thinks she's really not out.
No, no, but let's just hear this story.
I brought guys around them and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Their response is most likely going to be, we've been new, sis.
Yeah.
But should I still say something? Appreciate your opinions and whatever advice you have to offer. As promised, attached is some dick and ass shots for your viewing pleasure.
Aww.
Tell Dipper to hit me up if he's ever in Massachusetts, because I would love to suck the soul out of his body.
Oh, my God.
He wants to chew on you, sis.
Okay.
And if it's a Sunday, you can call it mass. Willem, did you mop anything from the set of Stars Born? I've always been curious if you got to keep anything beside your iconic Jackson titty bib. Stay gorgeous. The dick is good.
Yeah.
The hole is also not. There's
it's
no.
It's tainted.
There's no occlusion.
It's a little tainted.
It is tainted.
Yeah.
Tainted tie-dye hole.
Well, I'm curious because, I mean, you're both younger than me. Did you come out to your family? Did you have a full conversation about it?
I didn't have to. I was
no, you didn't.
Yeah, they knew when I was. My baby book says when I was 3, he's either going to be gay or a ballerina because I walked on my toes.
And that's the same thing.
And now you're both.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And you? Did you have to come out to your family?
Well, not really. My mom kind of pulled me aside and had a conversation with me.
Stop
really
blowing your brothers. Get inside, not the porch, the back porch, not
cousins,
the front porch.
Like a proper gay person.
I had family members catch me snorkeling.
Well, you told me about you and your cousin, then he died. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Anything
good dick.
To get away
too.
From you. But so anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Tell us what happened. So, when you were a child, your mom pulled you aside and said,
"No, I wasn't a child. I was
take off my panties.
I was 16.
Oh, okay.
16 or 17. I was like dating someone and bringing him around all the time. So, she sort of just wanted to have the conversation.
That's great, though.
But I think coming out is like a personal thing. And usually you are doing it for yourself. So, if you feel the need to come on out and say to all of your family, this is officially how I identify, good for you, go for it.
What about you? How did you come out?
I didn't. I mean, I was called a faggot before I ever sucked a dick, you know? So it was just that kind of a thing where I didn't feel the need to explain any of it, but also I wasn't looking for acceptance. By that point, you know, I mean, this back in the day, before the internet and you two lovely ladies to give advice, you just went to the theater like every other faggot, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and that was just kind of how it just began. And then you were around other people that thought you were talented, which is different than everyone going, faggot. But yeah, that was the way it shifted my life. So I never sat down and said, I'm dating a man. This is what it is. You know, it was just kind of like, all right, that's me. This is my life. And, you know.
Yeah. I just want to really emphasize to Tyson, too. Do not come out until you have, like, everything lined up. You need your, like, an Andrew Christian sponsorship.
Yeah.
You need to have, like, a skinny marg. Like,
and from the pictures, you could also bleach your hole. And that would probably help your chances. Gosh.
Or just like stick a shout pen up there with some lube and that
would work.
Same thing.
That would work.
Yeah.
Well, shout
and that stings
shout
less.
It out. Shout it out.
We thank shout you out. For your message, Tyson, and your pictures.
Thank you so much.
I just love that Alaska's the voice of reason.
You'd never think it, would you? You would just never. In what world?
Yeah, listen, you're used to dealing with messes. You're good with us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so this message is from Harlan. Dear A Little Dipper'll Do Ya, Willem Tell I Overture, and Mississippi wore a New Jersey, but what did Delaware? I don't know, Alaska. Recently, I was, it's very hot out. It is like sitting inside like an Easy Bake oven right now, and I'm delirious. Okay. Recently, I was listening to an episode of Bob and Monet's podcast, Sibling Rivalry, and I noticed the top comment read,
"They're not even sisters."
I am so thrilled to have found this. YouTube doesn't recommend this. I typed out a reply. YouTube has good taste. They're trying to be an amateur Bianca.
I love this.
And then I decided not to post it.
Oh, boo. Okay. I post it. I don't care.
A, because I did not want my shady joke to be misconstrued as real hate.
Good luck!
And B, because once I imagined the fans I would upset, I thought, well, they would be right to be upset. After all, what end would my shade have served? Who gets the last laugh here? These days, we've got to be careful with our words if we want to keep our jobs and our friends. But I also think this time of hypersensitivity is an opportunity to think deeply about what our words mean.
Deep thinking.
I am also speaking as a survivor of traumatic emotional and verbal abuse. For years, I was called worthless and other horrible things. My abuser explained away his behavior by claiming he was just joking and that he thought I knew that. That makes me wonder about the tradition of throwing shade in queer and drag culture. Do you think it's a way of reclaiming or reprocessing the hurt that many of us have experienced? Of course, insult comedy is not specific to queerdom or drag, but it does seem to have a special place in our culture. We all know shade is fun and that it's not meant to actually hurt feelings, but nothing exists in a vacuum. All speech has intent and context and consequences, even jokes. The recent takedown of T-Rex in Chicago demonstrates this. Maybe this is the time to rethink practices which seem harmless now but will come to seem abhorrent as history moves forward. This is not a setup, Bianca. This is not the reason we asked you here today. Bring it on. And to use our fierce wit to punch up instead of punching each other. Sorry for the long question, but here's a picture of my long dong. Studying hard or hardly studying, I'll let you decide. Love from Chicago, Harlan. Bianca, what do you have to
say? Did you see the dick too?
Well, I'm, wait, which one is he? Hold on.
The one with the book.
Oh, hold on.
It's a bookmark holding up a copy of, what is it? Blame it on Bianca.
Okay.
I think it's a first edition.
Well, I think the first thing, I think the first thing is just simply, I don't struggle with it because this is just how I lived my life before social media. I lived my life before Drag Race. I lived my life before everybody having an opinion of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I never understood where it comes to a point where you take drag queens out of obscurity and put them on this pedestal and then create them to be these fabulous, amazing people that are doing everything right for us. So when people say, I'm disappointed in you. No, you just don't get my sense of humor. I refuse to apologize for my dark sense of humor, and I refuse to have some 13-year-old tell me I can't say what I want to say. That's not how this works. I started out in the bars. I started out entertaining gay, drunk fucking people that you had to fight for attention, pre-phones. That was a different world, and therefore, I don't think, if it's not for you, then you move on, and you do whatever it is you, and it's this blurred line. Where does it end? What does it do? You can't say this, you can't do that. Isn't it appropriation when I'm dressing as a woman or dressing as a clown? You know, but everyone's saying that drag is for everyone. So if it's not your cup of tea, then just move the fuck on. You know how to swipe. You've been on Grindr, bitch. It's fine. I don't lose sleep over people that don't get it. That's your deal. Great. You don't like it. You can have an opinion, but it doesn't affect my life. I don't sit home and go, oh, I just need that girl to like me. No, that's the problem with drag now. Everybody wants sympathy. I want an audience, and I have an audience that wants to hear what I have to say. And if you don't like it, go live your fucking life. Does that make sense? I don't understand it, you know? And it's like, well, let's find something that's kind about you, or find somebody being phony, and then you're upset about what they are later. I'm so happy that I can be a troll and hateful and nasty online, but then when they meet me, they go, oh, you're actually kind of nice. That's just what it is.
No.
No, it's the opposite of what it is. So I find it fascinating that we live in this world now where you're putting a drag queen, somebody who entered a reality competition, on a pedestal and saying, you need to do better. You just need to turn the other way. I'm not your elected official. That's who you fucking worry about. That's who you pay taxes, and that's who you vote for. It ain't me, bitch. You didn't vote for me.
The only person we should put on a pedestal is Ivy when she needs to get on her stilts. She's the only drag queen.
There you go. No, but it is. I do find it fascinating that, you know what happens when someone's offended? They're offended. Great. Move the fuck on. Live your life. I'm not making laws for you. I'm not changing your world. I'm not going into your home and going, you don't like it, just move the fuck on. I do it all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of cancel culture and a lot of people with a lot of stuff.
Well, cancel culture, they can do whatever they want, but obviously I'm not your, you know, you're not my audience and I'm not for you to begin with. If you don't like me to start with, then you're going to look for a reason and good luck.
Not
you know,
everything
that's how
is
it
for
is.
Everybody.
Exactly. Recently I saw this whole thing with Cardi B's new music video, you know, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, we can't deal with this. The kids are going to get upset. First of all, everything ain't for the kids. She can talk about her wet pussy if she wants to. God damn it, live. Do it. Well, the kids are watching. Well, maybe the kids shouldn't be watching. Maybe you should be a better parent. Maybe a 14-year-old should get the fuck offline and not be looking at this shit. Whose fault is that? Like, I don't know where you draw the line saying you can't do this. She's Cardi B. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And if you got a wet pussy, scream. I mean, I'm old. I'm old. Yours
towel.
Is wet? You're not that young. Don't
so
try.
Wet.
But don't you find it fascinating, though, is that that's where we are? It's like, literally, I'm offended. Okay, great, great. But when did I say that I mattered to you? Or when did I say that I'm so... You're supposed to be what? A fag who entered a competition and cashed a check? Bye.
We're not role models.
No, and you shouldn't be or assume. And I'm just fascinated by that's the approach. You know, and it's usually people that don't like you already, as I was saying. It's like, if you don't like me, we're never gonna fix this.
My new rule is only check the verifieds. Because all the other ones, like, they're honestly, a lot of them are there for clout.
When the static.
Like, let's see if we can get him to reply because they know I've been stupid in
totally,
the past.
Oh, totally,
the
totally, totally.
I can't go to Reddit anymore either.
But also, it's just, I just called Darren Lake. She tells me. She's Reddit.
It's like, okay.
No, my favorite, she goes, Bianca, have you seen this? And she'll send me the whole thing. And I go, you're a cunt.
Wait, who?
Darian.
Oh. How is she?
She's good.
I saw that thing about the cancer.
Yeah, she's good.
Is that on her leg?
Yeah. There's a joke there, yeah.
I think there's an energy that is very exciting. And if it's used for the right things, like you said, if it's used to, like, elect the right people
completely.
Who are running the country.
Things you like, can control.
Like, yes. Then, like, yes, go for it. Take down the monsters and fucking and support and make sure and hold them accountable. Hold their fucking feet to the fire.
Completely.
But when that energy just seems to be like sort of like machine gunned onto
or
drag
it's
queens.
It's not my taste. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to your taste. And I think that's a huge difference, too, with this age of drag queens in particular in Drag Race, is that young queens want to be liked and want to be accepted, and they know drag from television. There's a whole other world out there. As I said, you know, I've been in bars and worked for people that didn't give a fuck. That's where I come from, and that's what I do. And how dare a child or someone who doesn't even like me to begin with tell me, you can't do that because that bothers me. That doesn't play into my world. There's no rules. You don't matter to me on the level of me changing my life. You know, save it. Save it for something that's important. And I encourage them to go do that.
Yeah.
But I don't lose sleep over it. And I think that's what's so silly. So work it, do it, tweet it, type it. It don't bother me, girl. It can't, you know? Yeah. And if you go, oh, well, she's a bitch, fine. Then worry about something that matters. Handle an election or deal with your family or deal with your parents that you're living with. That's a battle. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But in the end, you're like, fuck, do something you can control.
Bitch, being in total control of herself. That was Latrice's line. Call her a bitch.
Yeah.
Don't call her a fat bitch.
No. Uh-uh. No. I don't call her at all. Prepaid phone.
I got her shoes in there, the size 15s from Murray and Peters tour.
Oh, really? I thought that was a slide into the pool.
A toboggan. When it gets snowy out here.
I'm offended! I'm offended I have big feet! I'm part of the big feet society. How dare you?
We would like to thank you for joining us for a very special episode of
Hot Goss. You can always send your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And a huge thank you to our very special guest here in Palm
Bianca
Springs.
Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca.
Oh, hey, it was so much fun.
Weekend at Bianca.
Listen, thank you for having me. It's been so great. I love you, Bob Monet. You're special. It's great. Thank you, guys. I'm wearing glasses, sorry. Oh, hey!
Hi.
Hey, thank
polarized,
you.
Huh?
Thank you for having me.
Very polarizing. We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem, and you can search using the hashtag RaceChaser to watch the really fun videos we have on there.
Yeah.
Check them out.
And don't forget to get your tickets to Name That Tune. Mm-hmm. It's the 22nd. Uh-huh. All the money goes to For the Girls, which is a wonderful organization that you can help. By just watching us do like drag stuff. So yeah, come on, get your tickets, racechasertickets.com.
Yes. The link in our bio on Instagram at racechaserpod has tons of resources, places to donate money in support of Black Lives Matter. And a lot of social media timelines have gone back to normal, but make sure that you're challenging yourself every day to think about the world in anti-racist ways and to learn something new about racism, privilege, and how it affects our daily lives. Ah, woman.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy. Don't fuck anybody ugly.
Wow.
We'll be back next week with more
steaming, purring, scorching,
boiling
hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.